welcome everybody. We are about to visit Futurotopia. The last couple of days we have been speculating with our group about different or alternative networks in relation to the 5G network. And we tried, or we installed, a new hackerspace inside the already existing hackerspace. So we hacked the hackerspace. And we are, it's actually an attempt to create or transform our bodies into human antennas. So to create an interconnected human network. The idea is that we have developed certain exercises, let's call them exercises, to generate healing energy, and we will take this healing energy with us when we leave the hackerspace. You take this healing energy with you, and thereby installing or creating this new network, you become a node within the interhuman network.
You can become a node.
Yeah, you can become. You can install your own hackerspace and keep on exercising the exercises we develop or create new ones. Yeah. So, welcome to Cross the River.
Exactly. So, the first part of becoming an antenna is that we have to actually let go of our emotions, our ego, and there's common knowledge that water has no ego at all. We will try to cleanse all these, or like in a cleaning of the stepping over the river into the river. It's like a purifying moment, and this will help us that we can leave the emotions behind to open up to another network and connect on another level. So this will be the first step.
But maybe we can say a bit more about the river also.
True. Because as you... the river formed because in 2019 we planted water collecting plants, and then the river gathered together. So it's a lot of particles, and the important thing is that by in taking in these particles we become part of the river, and therefore we constantly change our own constellation inside, like the ingredients of ourself is changing. So it's like these minute particles that change, and this is how this river gathered.
And then we also, like, by crossing this river and leaving behind your emotions and your ego, you also become container for the water. So you become actually a vehicle for the water to be able to walk on this planet.
Keep this in mind when you are crossing the river. You can.
So leave behind all your emotions and your ego before
you can do this in silence, but you are allowed to make any kind of noise, like whatever you feel like performing. To leave behind the ego. Breathe in, breathe out, it's very important, like the breathing. Let's make maybe kind of, not a circle, but half of a circle, kind of, that everybody can have a good look at this tree.
Okay, so we wanted to invite you to take a minute and remember a tree that has been important to you at some point in your life, whether that was from maybe a childhood tree or a tree that you live nearby.
Thank you.
So we're standing here at the border of the magnolia forest. It grew out of three magnolia trees in 2019. It has become a forest now. Magnolia trees are the most ancient trees that are left on this planet. The first traces of magnolia trees have been found back 20 million years ago. And so the particularity of a magnolia tree is that it has primitive flowers that are functioning differently than the flowers we used to know, and attract beetles because there were no bees when they were born. These magnolia trees, because they have been, the forest has been here so long, they connect to fungi that create a network under the ground, not only in depth but also in width. And so these magnolia trees allow you to communicate to the trees you know. So you just, you pick up a leaf. I invite you to pick up a leaf, and then I'll give the instrument. I invite you to close your eyes and to feel the leaf, feel the texture, try to bend it, maybe smell it. You can also taste it. The story arrived to us that you can actually cook these magnolia leaves and eat them afterwards. They're edible and they're very tasty. And so you can put it in your hands, you can kind of stroke your hand, your skin with it, or whatever comes up into your mind. And then through this leaf, so this is an exercise that helps you to become a human antenna. You connect to the body of the magnolia tree that has offered this leaf to you. And you imagine that you become the magnolia tree, and that your feet grow roots into the ground, and that in the ground you connect to the mycelium that is kind of very tiny bodies around the last bits of the roots of the magnolia tree. And from there you send a message to the tree you had imagined before. It can be any message. And when you've sent your message, you can also ask for an answer. Of course, this is the first time that you visit the human body antenna hackerspace. It takes a bit of practice in order to be able to become a human body antenna. But hopefully this gave some kind of taste.
Practice in the becoming human body antenna with the tree is for us to become the tree with our bodies in a shape. So you can impersonate, if you will, the tree that you're coming, that you're thinking of, or this tree that we have in front of us. You can do this with your eyes open or closed. And maybe this is a moment to have some fun and to break the somber quality. So think about how you might contort your body or put your body in a space to become like the tree.
Like to talk about the crystals. It's a very, it's the most old tree in this place. And the crystals are the most older ants in the world, in the earth. And they contain the elements of the universe. And they are very old and have a very big memory. And the crystals have the memory of the earth and the humanity, and we connect with the crystals with other times and other place, and we don't need to have a crystal. We could be visualization a crystal, and we have the experience with the crystals. In this moment, don't have a precise. It's only an invitation to have this experience. The crystals have different frequencies. They is a good transmission. Mm-hmm. The information mm-hmm. you can send message. With the crystals, you can put information, and then this message is traveled in the networks.
Yeah, and during these days, you also mentioned the garden, like they make gardening structures in it, which is beautiful, I think, in relation to the trees we mentioned before, and how they make these small crystal networks in it, or garden structures inside the crystal. It's a beautiful image to like how a crystal can have its own network inside, or how would you describe it?
And have a beautiful idea that the crystals have the materials that confuse the universe, and with this idea we can feel that we are very small behind the universe, and we can change many ideas with this idea.
Do you want to say something about the crystal that's installed
there? Maybe that's indeed a good... So we installed in 2019, we installed this crystal structure you can see right in front of you. So what you see is this huge wheel of a truck, which is painted yellow to connect with the sunlight. You see the copper wires that come out of it. again to connect. There are different antennas, and then you have these little crystals in the middle, and this huge crystal in the middle, inside the wheel of the truck. Now, can someone switch on the engine? So now you see the wheel is starting to turn around, and it's creating this, how would we call it, how would we describe it, this kind of protective shield around our hacker space to protect us from
harmless energies.
Yeah.
And the great thing about this force field as well is that when you're with it, it also stays with you. So this is something that you can carry with you to other places that you're in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I invite you to come to the pine trees. So these pine trees in 2019, they were already there, and that was the first time that we met actually, and that we invented this concept of a hackerspace. And they were by then suffering, because pine trees all over the world had been kind of tools for kings and dictators to offer each other presents from country to country. And so they have been representatives for a lot of kind of very patriarchal regimes. So they worked for years to transform this kind of suffering into a power. And so these trees invite you to create a wave form as a group amongst them. So maybe it can be in a line. So. Like, let's say Martino starts there, and then you connect, but you connect only to the energy field of your colleague. Like this, and you can connect like that. And so let's try to make a long wave. Yeah, so
you
can a regular sinus.
You can use the other trees as well as anchor points.
Yeah.
Super.
Use that tree, this one, and then if you would like to at some point connect to this tree again,
maybe there,
yeah, this is becoming more a circle.
Yeah.
A circle away. It's fine. Yeah, no. Okay.
No, just.
And if you want to wave a bit more.
And so the strength of this of these trees is that we then, as humans, can send healing to a place that we think can need healing, or to people or to beings that we think can need healing. So this is the kind of a vortex of this hackerspace. So I propose that maybe someone proposes a place that needs healing. If you can think of something.
Brussels.
Okay, so then we prepare to send healing to Brussels, and we do that by 1 minute of listening. very much for sending healing to Brussels.
And thank you very much for participating on our tour today. You are welcome to borrow any of these strategies and tools to create your own hacker spaces. This is an open source program that is welcome to all of you to use. So, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks
a lot.